Richard looked at him with a slight sense of shock. He knew that the professor had always been prone to sudden and erratic mood swings, but it was as if all the warmth had drained out of him in an instant. He now wore the same distracted expression Richard had seen on his face when first he had arrived at his door that evening, apparently completely unexpected. Reg seemed then to sense that Richard was taken aback and quickly reassembled a smile. "My dear chap," he said, "my dear chap, my dear, dear chap. What was I saying?" "You were saying, my dear chap." Yes, but I feel sure it was a prelude to something, a sort of short to Carter on the theme of what a splendid fellow you are prior to introducing the main subject to my discourse, the nature of which I currently forget. You have no idea what I was about to say?" "No," said Richard. "Oh, well, I suppose I should be pleased. If everyone knew exactly what I was going to say, there'd be no point in saying it, would there? Now, how's our young guest's pot doing?" In fact, it had reached Watkin, who pronounced himself no expert on what the ancients had made for themselves to drink out of, only on what they had written as the result. He said that Corley was the one to whose knowledge and experience they should all bow, and attempted to give the pot to him. "I said," he repeated, "yours was the knowledge and experience to which we should bow. Oh, for heaven's sake, take your hands off your ears and have a look at the thing." Gently but firmly, he drew Corley's right hand from his ear, explained the situation to him once again, and handed him the pot. Corley gave it a cursory but clearly expert examination. "Yes," he said, "about 200 years old, I would think. Very rough, very crude example of its type, utterly without value, of course." He put it down peremptorily and gazed off into the old minstrel gallery, which appeared to anger him for some reason. The effect on Sarah was immediate. Already discouraged, she was thoroughly downcast by this. She bit her lip and threw herself back against her chair, feeling once again thoroughly out of place and childish. Her father gave her a warning look about misbehaving and then apologised for her again. "Well, Buxtehude," he carried on to say. "Yes, good old Buxtehude. We'll have to see what we can do. Tell me, young lady," interrupted a voice, hoarse with astonishment, "you are clearly a magician and enchantress of prodigious powers." All eyes turned to Reg, the old show-off. He was gripping the pot and staring at it with manic fascination. He turned his eyes slowly to the little girl, as if for the first time assessing the power of a feared adversary. "I bow to you," he whispered. "I, unworthy though I am to speak in the presence of such a power as yours, beg leave to congratulate you on one of the finest feats of the conjurer's art it has been my privilege to witness." Sarah stared at him with widening eyes. "May I show these people what you have wrought?" he asked earnestly. Very faintly she nodded, and he fetched her formerly precious but now sadly discredited pot a sharp rap on the table. It split into two irregular parts, the caked clay with which it was surrounded falling in jagged shards on the table. One side of the pot fell away, leaving the rest standing. Sarah's eyes goggled at the stained and tarnished, but clearly recognisable, Silver College salt cellar standing jammed in the remains of the pot. "Stupid old fool," muttered Corley. After the general disparagement and condemnation of this cheap parlour trick had died down, none of which could dim the awe in Sarah's eyes, Reg turned to Richard and said idly, "Who was that friend of yours when you were here? Do you ever see him? A chap with an odd East European name, a Sflad something, a Sfladcheli, remember the fellow?" Richard looked at him blankly for a moment. "Sflad," he said. "Oh, you mean Dirk, Dirk Cheli. Well, no, I've never stayed in touch. I've bumped into him a couple of times in the street, but that's all. I think he changes his name from time to time. Why do you ask?"